The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from a frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Boy, we take 1 week off and you people can't hold the world together. Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys? Come on.
Can't we you people charge anything?
Well, shit, all the good shit happens when we're fucking gone.
Yeah, right? happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
That's right.
All the ones that came back with milk and cigarettes.
Right.
Good on you.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk, holy crap, assassination, World War III, no kings, Trump, Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Iraqistan, all the nonsense. Top 10 list this week, Vince. Actors who we think should be the next Doctor on Doctor Who.
Yeah. Requested, by the way.
Yes, requested. We'll probably have some crossover, I have no doubt. Possibly our number one.
Oh, for sure.
But we will see.
Right.
So. All right. You want to get into some TV news this week?
I want to be done.
Yes, because we got protesters to laugh at. Right. You shot me with a beanbag in my nuts. Yeah.
Well, at least it's not a 45 to the head.
He's my favorite. All right, TV news here. Warner and DC Studios are making a Mr. Miracle animated series. Tom King, the comic book writer, former CIA agent, is going to be the showrunner. He wrote a Mr. Miracle 12-issue series a couple years ago that was well-received, so they're just going to let him be the director of it. So we'll see.
Bill Cooper needs to make his own comic book series.
Yeah, right. If they hadn't have killed him.
You know. Like you do.
Like they do. They. Mm-hmm. A passing here. Vince, did you ever watch the show Sports Science?
No.
Well, it was an ESPN show, and later the guy took it to Fox. John Bernkus was the host. And it was basically like they would measure how high can this guy jump compared to, or what makes him jump this high, or how strong. That time, it was an interesting science look at sports. He passed away this week. Apparently, no cause of death was released by the family, but apparently he had been battling depression for years. Oh. So, yeah. So that sucks. Let's keep the dead thing rolling here. Did I have the story? I don't remember. It's been a week. The Jonathan Joss story?
Not that I'm aware of.
Chief John Redcorn?
Oh, yeah, last week.
We did do that one?
Yeah, but it turns out that he was a piece of shit.
Yes. So he was messed out. But they did arrest Sigfrido Alvarez Ceja. Charged with murder, his bond set at $200,000. So, the second actor to play John Redcorn is dead. So, first one died in a car accident a few episodes in. So,
that sucks.
Yep. Warner Brothers and Discovery are splitting into two public companies. By next year, they're going to be one of the companies will be for streaming and cable, and the others will be a studio, their production, basically, company. So, David Zaslav, who is the current CEO, will run the streaming and studios part, and Gunnar Weinfeld, he's the COO right now, will be the network, run that one. So, no, this really doesn't affect AEW as of now, so... But we'll see how going forward. Vince the Carry series that is at Amazon has made some casting choices here. Let's see. Kate Siegel, Michael Trucco, Katie Sackhoff, Heather Graham, Tim Bagley. A lot of people are, you know, they announced like 14 or 15 actors for this thing. All roles are being kept under wraps for right now, but of course this is based off the Stephen King book. Jesus. So I'm sure it'll be right down the middle.
I'm sure.
And they won't, the blood won't get dumped on them by a Trump supporter. I'm sure that's how it'll be, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Star Trek Strange New Worlds will end with a shortened season 5. So that has been canceled.
Sure.
So, and the last thing, Eric Dane, probably best known from Grey's Anatomy. And I believe he was on The Ship, that sci-fi series. I think he was on that. Came out and said he has been diagnosed with ALS. So,
God.
That sucks. He says, I don't think this is the end of my story. And thank you for all the, you know, thoughts and prayers and stuff. And ALS, fucking horrible. So.
No, that's awful.
Yeah. And I think he was, what, McSteamy on Grey's? I think so.
Was he?
He wasn't. It was, if Patrick Dempsey was McDreamy, he was the other one. Fuck, I don't know. I have a penis. All right. Let's go to some movie news. And, of course, the big movie news of the week, Vince. I don't know how I feel about this. Spaceballs 2.
The search for more money.
Everybody that's alive will be back, including Daphne Zynga, Bill Pullman. Rick Moranis will be coming out of retirement to reprise his role as Dark Helmet. Bill Pullman's son, Lewis, who was Sentry in Thunderbolts, has joined the cast. Mel Brooks is back as Yogurt. Kiki Palmer, I don't know who that is. It's some black actress. She's joined the cast. Oh boy, who was Tuvok?
Tim Russ.
Yes, Tim Russ put out a thing and said, it looks like I'm going back to the desert. So, the movie is slated to release in theaters in 2027. It's being described as a non-prequel, non-reboot, sequel part 2, but with reboot elements franchise expansion film. But this is being done by Josh Gad, so... Ooh, look for a lot of gay stuff. So,
man, I hope they fucking I hope they call it The Search for More Money.
And they have to.
They have to.
Yeah. Because that was the teaser at the end.
Yeah. God willing, we'll meet again in Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Yep.
Do you ever see that video that Tim Russ put out? And he's like, I've done all this stuff. You know, I was on Broadway. I did fucking Voyager for like 9 years. And the only thing I'm fucking remembered for is we ain't found shit.
Like an amazing actor, and he's known for that. All right. Let's see here. The upcoming live-action He-Man movie has finished filming. Actor Kojo Ata celebrated the moment by putting a bunch of behind-the-scenes videos on his social media. He is playing Triclops. We know Nicholas Galitzine is He-Man. Camila Mendez is Tila. Jared Leto is Skeletor. And Hafþór Björnsson will be playing Goatman, who I'm not familiar with, even though I'm a He-Man fan. So there you go. We'll see. Boy, there's some rumors about Leto being like a
pedo
abuser and cult leader, so I don't know how that's going to affect the He-Man movie release.
Leto
so.
The pedo.
Yeah.
CKY will be doing the soundtrack, by the way.
Boy, I'm in. I'm in. Vince, we're getting another Black Panther movie. I don't know if you're aware of this. But
Wakanda forever.
But guess who has finally been cast?
Who?
Denzel Washington is going to enter the Marvel Universe. Ryan Coogler recently confirmed the star will be joining the third Black Panther movie. So,
I like Denzel Washington, though.
I do, too. But I'm not watching a Black Panther movie. Sorry.
No,
I'll rewatch Man on Fire or John Q.
Yeah.
So, Vince, we have a Zelda update. Quote, this is Miyamoto. So you know this is some shit.
This is the guy.
For production reasons, we are changing the release date of the live-action film The Legend of Zelda to May 7th, 2027. It will be some weeks later than the release timing we originally announced, and we will take the extra time to make the film as good as it can be. Thank you for your patience. In other words, it got out we were going to cast a trainee, and people didn't like it.
Or they said, wait, you're not casting. It has to be a woman.
Yes.
The Japanese are kind of funny that way.
Yeah, tradition. It is not.
An honor. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Hold up. Yeah.
Vince, I'm going to say an actor, and you tell me the first role that comes to mind, okay?
Fuck.
The Keech. Stacy Keach.
Cheech and Chong.
We're getting a new Mike Hammer. Nick Pizzolatto. I hope I did not offend any Italians. This is the guy behind True Detective. This is going to be on Skydance is apparently doing this. Matthew McConaughey as Mike Hammer. And it will be a film. So it's not a series.
I don't
series.
Know how I feel about that.
I don't either. Sometimes he does like amazing work, and then other times it's fool's gold. You know,
I feel like you need a bigger guy for Mike Hammer.
Yeah, kind of.
A guy that's not going to put up with no shit either. Then you can't
you
make
see
him
dumb. In like Killer Joe,
right?
And it's like, ooh, okay, this is really good. So.
But I feel like you can't make him stupid. Like, he can't be dumb.
No, he can't. No, this isn't Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson, you know?
Yeah. No, he's a hard ass. He knows what he wants. He goes after it.
Yeah.
That's the Mike Hammer character.
From the books, yes.
You can't. There's a comedy there.
I'm cautiously optimistic because True Detective was, at least the one McConaughey was in, was pretty dark and, you know, had that kind of vibe, so... cautiously optimistic for this, maybe. So we'll see. A couple other things for movie news this week. WWE wrestler Jade Cargill to make her acting debut opposite Jonathan Majors in an action movie called True Threat. Jonathan Majors, of course, fired from being We Was Kang in Marvel for some charges. And lastly, Robert Eggers is doing, they're remaking A Christmas Carol for Warner Brothers. Guess who he wants to play Scrooge? I'm down for this if he gets his thing. Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah. I can see him pull that up.
As Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'd be good for that. Just, there was a firefight.
Give that man just more work. Just do
it. Yes. Hopefully not dress him up anymore as a woman. That's just weird. So, all right. Some comic book news this week. And basically, there's only one thing. And boy, liberals are losing their flipping mind over this. Marvel has done it, Vince. With the latest series, Marvel Knights World to Come, T'Challa is in the book, but he is not the Black Panther. The big twist came in the very first issue, which dropped last week. It's written by Joe Quesada, former editor-in-chief, and Christopher Priest, who's done a lot of Black Panther work. The ending of issue one, spoiler alert, revealed that the new Black Panther is Ketima, T'Challa's son with Monica Lynn. But here's what shocked readers. Ketima is white and has blonde hair. Sign up Ryan Gosling now for the movie. White Black Panther. Here we go.
Oh, man. The memes are just coming out, man.
They're losing their mind over this online. It is hilarious. It's like, well, now you know how redheads feel about every DC choice.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you're sad? Oh, yeah. No.
Darn.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. Your recommendations for comics that came out this week. Runaways issue 1. Marvel Rivals Ignite issue 1. Death of the Silver Surfer, because God forbid we can't have him be a man in the movie and in the comic book, issue 1. Gargoyles Demona, issue 1. Marvel's One World Under Doom Big Event Issue 5, DC vs. Vampires World War V Issue 10, Absolute Batman Number 9, Solomon Kane the Serpent Ring Issue 3, and Marvel's big cosmic event Imperial launched this week with Issue Number 1. So there's your books for this week. Death of the Silver Surfer. I'm not big on that. So,
well, they got to have a chick be in it anyway.
Yeah. And everybody's like, well, in the book, it was... Yes, she was for like 2 issues. So calm down. Kingpin was originally black. All right, let's calm down.
Yeah.
All right. I have a little bit of wrestling news this week. Not a lot. The NWA has announced a new partnership with Roku that will exclusively bring the promotion's live pro wrestling matches to Roku starting July 29th. NWA matches will stream for free in the U.S. every Tuesday at 8 Eastern on Roku's Roku Sports Channel. So NWA has their streaming deal that they've been working on for ever. Long time. Good on nice. Billy Corgan, keeping hope alive. So,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as he gets it done.
Yeah. I mean, Roku's a big deal. So that's good. That's good. That's good for NWA. So AEW tag team Private Party are in their contract year, and WWE has shown preliminary interest in the duo because that's what they need, more flippy black guys in NXT, because it seems to be all they have, that and muscular women.
That's hot.
There are reportedly 7 WWE wrestlers earning over $5 million a year. Apparently the highest paid is Roman Reigns. Why is this important? Well, because it came out in financial reports that the company has to, the TKO has to do, the parent company. The TKO is currently $3 billion in debt. So, look for WrestleMania Saudi soon to try to even out the books, because WWE is in financial trouble. So, yeah.
Let him have it.
Yeah. Hey, CM Punk's going to go wrestle in Saudi Arabia after he years ago told people to go suck a blood money covered dick for wrestling over there. So I guess he's going to do the same now. So.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia come out the other... Well, you know what? We'll just wait till the end of the show.
last thing for wrestling, it has been confirmed the reason Jey Uso dropped the World Heavyweight title to Gunther was because Triple H made the call to put Gunther versus Goldberg on July 12th, Saturday night's main event, and a title match. They're going to try to go up against AEW's all-in pay-per-view, and they think Goldberg will be a draw. Man, if you want to watch old broke-down Jew versus Walter instead of the other show, go ahead, but don't tell me that's just bad. That's a bad business decision. So there you go. All right. That's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of video games?
The big stuff this week, Switch 2 is Nintendo's biggest UK launch, but doesn't surpass PS5 or Xbox Series.
Nah.
But the Switch 2 just sold over 3.5 million worldwide in the first 4 days, becoming the most successful console launch of all time.
Dang.
I don't know anyone who bought one.
Yeah.
Maybe Roboto.
Possibly.
I don't know, but the shit I've heard has been plaguing that. I am not into it.
I heard if you try to mod it in any way, Nintendo will remotely shut it down.
Well, I kind of get it. I feel like if you're going to spend that much money on a console, you might as well fucking buy a Steam Deck.
Yeah. At this point.
Well, the new Xbox console coming out will have Steam on it.
Yes.
That's bad. The Outer Worlds 2 game director says its writing has a less silly, darker tone than the first game. If you haven't played it, pick it up. It's pretty good.
I don't know if I played that. No, I played, what's the other one? No Man's Sky.
Yeah, Outer Worlds is pretty good. Let's see. Princess Peach's voice actor of 18 years confirms she's been replaced.
Of course. They're replacing all the voices, it seems.
Nintendo has recast the roles of Peach and Toad, previously voiced by Samantha Kelly. Probably with a little Japanese girl.
Miko Miko Beam!
anonymous employee accuses RuneScape of kowtowing to Trump as it puts the kibosh on new Pride events. The content is now controversial in a way it didn't used to be. Players and Jagex staff are both upset by the executive decision to scale back Pride celebrations because nobody wants to see that in a fucking fantasy game.
Right.
I know you want it, but normal people don't fucking want it.
No.
Blood of the Dawnwalker director says the vampire RPG story is so non-linear that you can align with Human Rebellion or finish the game without ever meeting them.
Huh.
I'm looking forward to this game. I'm not looking forward to The New Witcher because it's Ciri and Geralt is nowhere to be found.
Right. So it's not The Witcher.
Right. Let's see. Splitgate 2 director says it was news to me that FPS launched with $80 bundles. Blames former monetization head who happened to come from Call of Duty. I didn't know we were making money. That son of a bitch didn't tell me.
Right.
What the fuck? Speaking of The Witcher 4, The Witcher 4 is coming together with the same scrappy energy CDPR used to get The Witcher 3 over the line. Get it done, do it dirty. Yeah, because it only took 4 years for it to patch out.
Right.
Sorry. CD Projekt Red and them releasing decent games on time and aren't fucking buggy as fuck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Stellar Blade has already outperformed every other PlayStation PC port in less than 24 hours, and people are mad because her ass and titties are hanging out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, boobs. Oh, fantasy boobs.
Yeah, right.
ChatGPT gets crushed at chess by a 1 megahertz Atari 2600.
The good old Atari.
Last thing I got is Mind's Eye. Looks like a extraction shooter looking thing. Is officially the worst reviewed game of the year so far.
Yeah. They're PlayStation's giving refunds.
I don't know. I've never even seen it. Mm-mm. I didn't even know it was out there. Is it free? Or no, it's...
No, paying it's not. It's pay. Yeah, because there have been refunds. It's so bad.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you have the Relooted story?
No, I forgot about that one. Do you have it?
I do not.
Oh, Relooted.
But I do know, here's what I know, and Vince looks it up. There is a game coming out where you play as black people stealing back black history artifacts. Because they've made stuff, they still live in mud huts in half the world. So That's
really the crux of the whole thing. It's not, it's a heist game. It looks like a side scroller. Nobody wants this shit.
No.
It is getting review bombed to hell.
Yeah. And I know Borderlands, the only other thing I saw was Borderlands is, hold on. Now, anyone questioning gendered language, Borderlands 4 will ban you immediately.
Nobody's buying the new Borderlands game. Yeah. I saw that Gearbox is doing something with the IRUA that you have to hit okay. And like you get, they can spy on you basically.
Really?
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, you're giving them like your rights to like sell all your info.
Nope.
No. No.
No, thank you.
No, fuck off. I'm not. Even with the older Borderlands games.
Wow.
Yeah, do you accept to have us look at your IP address and steal your shit?
Can we look at your webcam and see you naked?
Right.
No. No, you cannot.
No, fuck off. No, nobody's buying that game. I'm not playing that game. I liked that game. That's the worst part. And now I can't play it because they're a bunch of assholes.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got. Go play Fortnite. The new fucking season just dropped.
Fortnite has included the, quote, Fox Dads bundle. Bob from Bob's Burgers, Cleveland Brown, and Hank Hill. I'm waiting on Dale Gribble.
The Hank Hill emote. Tim's got it.
Does he?
Oh, fuck. It's so glorious, man.
I have it. I bought it.
Yeah, it's great.
Where you're just standing at the fence drinking.
Yeah,
that's great. And everybody can join in. Yeah, lovely. So, all right. That's it for video game news. Let's go to some music news. And illness and death, that sums up music news this week. Singer Jessie J, best known for her song Price Tag, announced she had been diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. Plans to undergo surgery. She says, I was diagnosed with early breast cancer. Cancer sucks in any form, but I'm holding on to the word early. It's a very dramatic way to get a boob job. I'm going to disappear for a bit after the summertime ball to have my surgery. I will come back with massive tits and more music. So there you go. At least they caught it early. So hopefully before it spread.
Right.
There you go. Morten Harkett, the lead singer of the band A-ha, best known for Take On Me. He's 65 and announced that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Oh, no.
He has been experiencing vocal issues due to the condition, which has, he says, the problems with my voice are one of the many grounds for the uncertainty about my creative future. So we'll see. That sucks. Both of those really suck. So.
Right.
Now the passings. Sly Stone. Of course, Sly and the Family Stone, funk music, 60s, 70s, and, well, that man did a lot of drugs. And by a lot of drugs, I mean almost Keith Richards level. So he passed away this week. And the big one, I guess, even bigger than that, Brian Wilson. Of course, the head of the Beach Boys, passed away this week at the age of 82. His family announced the death on Instagram, but did not say where or when or how. Early in 24, after the death of his wife, business representatives for him were granted a conservatorship by a judge after they asserted that he had a major neurocognitive disorder and had been diagnosed with dementia. This goes on top of the schizophrenia that he battled since he was, good Lord, what, in his mid-20s?
Now, is he the first one to go?
Of the Beach Boys?
Yeah. No. Who was the first one?
I want to say the little one.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That narrows it down. I know. But no, he's not the first of the Beach Boys to pass. I know Mike Love is still alive, I believe.
Dennis Wilson.
Yeah.
He died in 83.
But
hold on. Carl Wilson died in 98. Al Jardine is still alive.
But yeah, so. But of course, Brian Wilson, musical genius, but the schizophrenia and then his business manager taking him over for years and a, you know, in quotation marks, doctors had him drugged up for probably 20 years.
So all the Wilsons are dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's awful. Damn.
All right. With that sad news, it's time for a song of the week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 actors that we think should be the next doctor on Doctor Who.
Round, fuck around,
I fuck around,
yeah,
fuck around, round, round,
I fuck around,
I fuck around,
round, round,
I fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round,
I fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round,
I fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round,
I fuck around.
Getting fucked, fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. And me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone.
I fuck around,
round, round, round.
I fuck around,
fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round.
I fuck around,
fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round.
I fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round.
I fuck around,
round, round,
round.
I fuck around,
round, round,
fuck around,
fuck around,
round, round,
round, round, fuck around.
I fuck around,
yeah,
fuck around,
round, round.
I fuck around.
Fuck around,
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 fuck around.
stop fucking around. Stop fucking around.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And Vince is black.
Oh, shit.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, right? I came back.
I came back.
With the milk and the cigarettes and the eggs.
A pack of Newports and, yeah, the whole thing. All right, Vince, it's that time. Time for our top 10 actors that we think should be the next Doctor for Doctor Who. Listener suggested top 10 list. Or he better listen.
Yeah, he better fucking listen to the top 10 because he picked it! Motherfucker.
All right. We both love this show, especially the older, because we don't count anything past Capaldi. So, or at least I don't.
Up to and including Capaldi sometimes?
Well, half of Capaldi. And then it really started. And that was the Russell T. Davies really started going down the thing. So, yeah. All right, Vince, you're number 10 for actors who should be the next Doctor.
I went funny.
I did too on my number 10.
Rich Vulture.
yeah.
Just do it. A season of Rich Vulture being an idiot.
Yes.
Let him be stupid the entire fucking time.
Yes. Well, my number 10, I didn't go stupid. I went complete weirdo. David Byrne from The Talking Heads.
I'd watch that.
I would too. Doctor Who in a big suit.
I see that.
I know, right? It oddly makes sense. And I meant it as a joke, but now I'm thinking about it. It could work.
Yeah.
It could work. All right, number 9.
Matthew Holness. You'll know him from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Okay.
Yeah. Make that him the new doctor.
Yeah. I could see that. My number 9, I probably went funny again on this one. But I might have been watching Top Gear. Okay, I was watching Top Gear.
I was watching Top Gear, yeah.
James May.
Oh, my God.
So, the whole season is just him trying to explain and fix the TARDIS. That's the whole season.
I'd watch that.
Have you seen his YouTube thing where he just takes things apart and puts it back together?
No.
It's lovely. It's so calming. It's like a Bob Ross painting.
It's ASMR.
Yes, but it's with him talking and goes, I have an extra piece. Why do I have an extra piece? Number 8.
Simon Farnaby.
Okay.
He's in everything. Just look him up.
This is where I put Nick Frost.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of putting Nick Frost in
there. I was going to go Simon Pegg.
You know what? I took Simon Pegg off my list.
I had him on there, and I was like, I think Frost would do better as the Doctor.
Yeah. I really
liked him in, what was the martial arts show he was in? Well, Into the Badlands? And he's been in a bunch of other stuff, too.
There was one where he was a ghost hunter, too.
Yes.
And it only lasted one season. They're not bringing it back.
Yeah. But Nick, I really like Nick Frost, so I think he would do good. So, what are we up to? 7.
Tom Meaton. He was in a show called Noel Fielding's Luxury Comedy, where he was a robot of Andy Warhol.
Yes.
Everybody, our English listeners are probably, you know, the UK folks are probably, you know.
Both of them.
Not agreeing with us, but hey.
Yeah.
I would think it would be great.
Yeah. My number 7, I kind of went serious on this one. Vince, he starred in a little movie where he said, hack the planet. I want Johnny Lee Miller as the Doctor.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, from Sherlock here in the States.
That is so good.
I think he would be an excellent Doctor.
Man, if I wasn't trying to be a smartass with this, number 1. I honestly don't give a shit about the rest of your list. Johnny Lee Miller as the fucking Doctor. Oh my God. That is so good. They haven't thought of that yet?
I don't. You would think they would have had to have approached him, right?
Holy fuck.
He's English. He's the right age. I think it would work great.
That is so good.
So.
The rest of my list is just bullshit at this point.
I have a couple in mind that I think would do really well.
Holy fuck,
I don't know if
they
would do as good as him. I should have probably put him higher. I probably should have had him at 2. Number 6.
My number 6 is Christopher Morris.
Okay.
He was Denim.
Yeah.
Denholm on the IT Crowd.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah. Give that man more work.
6 is where I have El Duce. I got Billy Connolly. He could go funny or he could go serious.
Yeah.
You know? So. All right. Number 5.
All right. This is where I get serious. God damn it. Dolly Wells, If you're going to have a female doctor, at least make it goddamn Dolly Wells.
Okay. I could see that. If you're gonna go female.
Yeah. Dolly Wells. Why would you bring back fucking Billy Piper?
I don't think she's the doctor.
So dumb.
I think it was just to get buzz because of how shit it ended. I don't think she's the doctor. I'll say that much. But all right, what are we up to? 5?
Yes.
This is where I have Richard
Ayoade.
Ayoade. Yes, the black guy. If you're going to have a black, have him. Yeah. He's funny. And, you know, you've got to have that kind of twinge humor type of thing.
Right.
All right. Number 4.
Julian Barrett.
Ooh.
Give him more work.
Yes.
Howard Moon.
Yep. My number 4. American audiences know him as House. Give me Hugh Lowry.
Still not as good as Johnny Lee Miller.
No. But I think he could do it.
I think he could do it. Oh, of course he could.
Yeah. All right. Number 3. Now we're getting serious.
Matt Berry.
I knew he was going to be on your list, so I did not include him, but
it's fucking Matt Berry, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's time for Fat Doctor. All right.
Where he pronounces things differently?
Yes.
Oh, man. Make him the new doctor.
Yes.
This entire list is great.
It is.
We got 20 people that you could put in there, and it'd be wonderful.
Yes. Immediately.
Yeah.
My number 3. Now, I know as soon as I say the name, everybody's going to think of one character. And I picked Rowan Atkinson.
That's pretty good.
Of course, everybody knows him as Mr. Bean. Go back and watch Blackadder.
Oh, yeah, Blackadder, yeah.
He is the doctor, basically. I think he would be fantastic. So,
oh, for sure.
All right, number 2.
This is where I have Richard Ayoade.
That makes sense, yeah.
You should have even had any black guy as the doctor. It should have been him.
Yep.
Why you picked some no-name motherfucker is beyond me.
Yeah, and Tootie, Rudy Fruity, yeah, no.
Yeah, it should have been Richard Ayoade.
Yep. This is where I got Craig Ferguson.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Mr. Wick.
That's good.
Yeah, of course, the talk show. He can do the flirty because he was, did the talk show. I mean, he would be perfect, so.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
No. And, of course, our number 1 is the same.
Yeah, Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Just give him, make him Doctor Who.
Yeah, and if you can't have him, Johnny Lee Miller. There you go. We fixed Doctor Who. You're welcome.
Yeah. You got 40 more years of fucking Doctor Who characters.
What your TARDIS doing in my swamp?
Yeah. What's this TARDIS doing here in my waters? Oh, my God.
Yes. Sign me. Yes.
Please. Oh,
Dr. Old Greg? Yeah. Come on now.
You can break in the fucking song and dance halfway through. Guys, you got fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You fucking Brit Bong fucking Limeys. What are you doing?
And one episode would just be him baking. The whole episode. He would have a fascination with sweets.
Or getting baked.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Just, who do I have to talk to make this happen?
Somebody at the BBC who would fire Russell T. Davies.
Yeah, because clearly you fuckers can't figure out what the fuck's going on.
Well, they asked the war doctor, Eccleston, what would it take for him to come back? And he says, and he rattled off a list of the 5 people in charge of Doctor Who, and he says, fire, 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 and I will come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You got to.
Yeah. In order to save the franchise, you have to. This is beyond Kathleen Kennedy shit. So,
yeah.
All right. We have listener picks. Chris came in with Richard Ayoade, Toby Jones, Paul Bettany.
Oh, Vision. Damn. That's good, too.
That's a good one. Gary Oldman, Hugh Grant, Eddie Redmayne, and Simon Pegg. Brad says he pretty much agrees with Chris List, except Eddie Redmayne. He hates Eddie Redmayne. He would add Helen Mirren. If you're going to go older woman. I could see that.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson, Dylan Moran, Mackenzie Crook.
Dylan Moran would be fucking good too.
Yep.
God damn it.
And Elizabeth finishes off with, she basically did an international version. So each country gets their own doctor, but she did it with wrestlers. Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, Santos Escobar, Wade Barrett, Finn Balor, Drew McIntyre, Axiom, Ludwig Kaiser, Gunther, Aleister Black, Ilya Dragunov, Shinsuke, Grayson Waller, and Omos. The big giant black guy is the doctor. It would work because he's an anime nerd, so right. That one could work. So, thank you everybody for your picks. I think if we were in charge, we could fix Doctor Who. We could save it.
Yeah. Making fuckers so much money, it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah. I'd have Tom Baker writing episodes.
Oh, my God.
He wrote a book. I got it sitting right beside me, Scratch Man. It's a Doctor Who horror novel. So,
you do a whole season of that fucking book.
Yeah, you really could. All right. We got to go on because I'll get the BBC mad at us.
Fuck the BBC.
Pretty much.
You want to make money?
Listen to us. Yeah. That's what you should have done with He-Man. And G.I. Joe, Transformers, Thundercats. The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't have any listener questions this week. So, Vince, it's that time of the show. Did you see the stories from Clown World? And holy, you people can't hold the world together for 14 days. I swear to the maker. All right. We're starting with this, Vince. I saw this morning. Scientists have detected mysterious radio waves coming from beneath Antarctica's ice, but do not have plans to investigate.
Why would they?
I don't think the story was supposed to get out.
Look, we know it's there, but
yeah, we're not allowed to let you guys know what's beyond the wall. Sorry.
It's an actual algorithm, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Yeah. Watch Iron Sky. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Iron Sky, this was bizarre. The Secretary of the Army was giving an interview this week. And he said, and I quote, "We currently have an astronaut on the moon who is a soldier."
You know what they're doing up there, right?
And my brain went, huh?
Helium 3.
Oh, you think?
You know they told us never to come back, right?
Yeah. We have an astronaut on the moon who is a soldier. Literally from the mouth of the Secretary of the Army. There is shenanigans afoot, damn it.
Yeah, we were told not to come back.
Yes. Stay down there on your little dirt ball. Yeah. Be happy. Play Minecraft.
Yeah. So. What the fuck are you fuckers doing up here?
Yeah. You guys are go supposed to be inside. Up here for another 1,000 years.
Yeah, go back inside.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fucking dad smacked us on the ass and made us walk back in.
Yep. You said we're grounded.
They're trying to mine helium 3. I said we couldn't come out and play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next story I have. Hey, you remember that USAID thing that everybody said, oh, all the Democrats came out and said, oh, they weren't embezzling and all this and all that? Well, come find out. Let's see. A USAID official as well as 3 corporate executives had pled guilty in a decades-long bribery scheme connected to over $500 million in contracts. According to a press release from DOJ, 4 men pled guilty, being part of the bribery scheme. USAID official in the case was Roderick Watson, 57, black guy from Maryland, who had been a contracting officer, pled guilty to bribery of a public official.
I didn't see that on the news.
$500 million.
Did you see that on the news?
Well, I did because I have to look for this shit for the show. But no, not on your normal.
Right.
Yeah. But remember all that U.S. aid being spent perfectly was that was a conspiracy theory that there was well, here's the conspiracy fact. So there you go. Next thing here, UK Net Zero Secretary Ed Miliband vows to criminalize the sale of non-electric vehicles in the UK starting in 2030. Oh, you sold a car that runs on petrol or gas? Well, you're going to jail. So
the batteries are so much more worse than...
Yes, and when they catch fire,
yeah,
just look at LA. So
right.
Vince, we have a conspiracy theory to conspiracy fact. Ari Ben-Menashe, former Mossad agent, came forward and admitted Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just a wealthy financier. He was operating as an Israeli intelligence asset.
No.
According to him, Epstein ran a textbook honey trap operation using sex, hidden cameras, and blackmail to gather compromising material on powerful individuals. And then Kash Patel, leader of the FBI, came out and said the Epstein Island videos of elites committing crimes is speculation, and that the FBI has already reviewed all the footage. Wink.
Yeah.
Well, he went from being Dale Gribble to fucking before the election to Officer Barbrady right after.
Yeah.
Nothing to say here. Move on.
Nothing's happening here.
Nothing happening. We're have you making, tried unplugging country, plugging back in?
We're making garlic naan in the back. Maybe I have to go to what the yacht, yeah.
I feel like seeing Tony's character dance.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's all speculation. There's nothing. We've seen it all. Yeah, we're not redacting and getting rid of evidence.
Nothing.
Oh, this was some shit this week. The U.S. Army swore in senior tech leaders from Meta, Palantir, and OpenAI as lieutenant colonels to be, quote, part-time advisors, end quote.
Palantir,
sorry.
The, the Big Brother 1984 yes, software.
It's here. and now they are lieutenant colonels.
People were protesting Trump yesterday because he's mean to the illegals, not protesting him because he's going to implement a goddamn spy program on us.
Yes. You thought the Patriot Act was bad.
No.
But of course, while we were gone, Trump and Elon got into a back and forth. Elon came out and said reason the Epstein files isn't out because Trump on them, and then he backtracked, and now apparently they're buddies again. But before all that, former White House official Steve Bannon tried to get Trump to investigate Elon's immigration status, deport him immediately, and seize SpaceX to invoke the Defense Production Act and take control of Musk's rocket company. Well, you go against them, they want to come at you with everything, even though you were just with them. You disagree one thing, and it don't matter Republican or Democrat, it's both sides. You disagree one thing, and they want to come at you full bore.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No in between.
No. California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla crashed Kristi Noem's press conference, who's the Department of Homeland Security. She was given a press conference in L.A. He crashed it, was forcibly removed in handcuffs. He didn't have his badge on saying who he was, and he didn't say he was a senator. He just tried to rush the stage and do all this, so security took him down. All the Democrats are throwing a fit. How dare you do this? And he's like, I said who I was, and you watch the video, and it's like, no, you didn't. You ran at the stage.
Surely to God, though, somebody knew who he was. I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but...
It was publicity stunt.
Oh, okay.
Political theater. Which leads into the No Kings protest. But let's go before the protest. There were, of course, riots in LA and everything. ABC News reported on the LA riots, quote, "It's just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn," end quote.
Yeah, just people having fun.
Mad Maxine Waters, you love her. She said, "There's no violence in LA. Don't believe what you saw."
Mm.
"Don't believe your eyes. Believe what I'm telling you." I don't care, Republican or Democrat. You should look at and go, "You're fucking crazy." I literally watched them set cars on fire.
They're all crazy.
Yeah. Man was arrested Friday, seen distributing tens of thousands of dollars worth of face shields in LA to rioters. He was identified as Alejandro Orellana, a member of the Brown Berets, a radical Latino paramilitary group that are currently embedded in cities across the U.S. promoting communism and a communist takeover of the United States. Yay.
Yeah, they're not here to, you know, be here to, for money or, you know, to no. get away for a better life. They're here to take over.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Well, then you had this, and Vince, you sent me part of this. Jack Quillen, the guy that ran the LA Scanner X account, doxed federal agents and directed rioters to federal buildings before and during the riots, was then himself doxed. Then it came out he's a convicted felon, and the LA Scanner account was taken down. It's later been brought back, but it's unclear if it's the same guy running it. He said, "Please don't come after me and my family. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done." Well, that's a fuck around, find out situation.
Right.
So this is, if you saw the video of like the cops underneath the overpass getting shit thrown at them from up top. This guy directed them to where the cops were so they could throw stuff at the cops. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Great. It's great, isn't it?
Yesterday during the No Kings protest, the Texas Department of Safety identified a credible threat towards state legislatures and evacuated the Texas State House just before 1 p.m. local time on Saturday. So, and then last night, you had a man in Salt Lake City critically shot during the so-called peaceful protests. So, yeah. Peaceful. Peaceful.
Uh-huh.
The governor of New York, Hochul. I was joking about the Harry Carey thing and pronouncing names, but I'm not good with these names. Everybody's John Smith from now on. Well, this crazy bitch admitted that she does not know how many illegals are in New York State or how much free aid, aka your tax money, they receive. The governor doesn't know how many and how much.
And I think that's really what people are pissed off about. I can't. They're doing illegal shit.
Yes.
Whereas people like us are following the rules. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I watch MASH, I play Fortnite, I get in the shower, I go to bed. I wake up, I go to work. You know what I mean? It's rinse just a cycle. Yes. I do what I'm supposed to be doing to have a coherent society.
Yeah.
We got motherfuckers who aren't supposed to be here. And then the people that live here are okay with it.
Yeah.
And then I've got the elected officials that are supposed to be helping me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm here. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm following the rules that are making more fucking bullshit rules. I can't say certain things. I can't feel a certain way. I can't boycott certain countries. Wink.
Yep. Echo.
But you're letting everybody else in the fucking world do whatever the fuck they want, except for the motherfuckers who are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And now you got all these little fucking cocksuckers out there saying, "No kings, no kings. We don't like what you're doing because you're a big meanie." Not because you're implementing all these laws and rules.
Right.
You can't. Are you serious? Yeah. That's what it is.
The no king thing, if he really was a king, you wouldn't be protesting. You'd be shot in the head.
Right. And the one thing he did come out and say, which was kind of funny, he's like, "If I was a king, I'd get shit done a hell of a lot faster."
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, thank you. But
he did say he's letting in 500,000 Chinese to help on farms.
Right. And the Chinese, the two Chinese that just smuggled in, what that blight, that fungus blight.
Yes.
500,000 more motherfuckers. Are you serious?
I thought we voted to get all of them out. All illegals. America first sure turned into a
America
greater
last.
Israel first and a yeah, greater China first.
Yeah, MIGA. Make yeah. Israel great again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you were talking about the elected officials. The Seattle police chief told the city council of Seattle he will do everything in his power to help illegal aliens evade justice, even if he is arrested and prosecuted for his crimes.
Yeah, but are they going to do it?
I don't know. I saw a lot of things watching the rallies and stuff that, like, I saw the, you know, gas shot by cops, but I didn't really see. I saw one guy swing on cops and they took his ass down, and I giggled like a tart of Chuck E. Cheese. But a lot of people were breaking laws and not a lot in handcuffs.
Right.
So you were just kind of letting them do this and not. If I'd been out there doing some shit, you'd have got me.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. There's white people actually out there saying, okay, we're done. This is bullshit. I'm tired of fucking paying taxes for this shit. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the funding, George Soros is being called in to testify over potentially funding the riots and radical political groups. That's according to Representative Anna Luna. That'll be fun on Capitol Hill.
Right. What are they going to do to him?
Well, you want to talk about somebody who literally helped the Nazis? That's him. And he admitted it in a 60 Minutes interview. He sold out other Jews to the Nazis.
I got to make money.
Yeah. Oy vey.
I had to get my shekels. They understand.
Yeah.
Hava Nagila.
Somebody on Twitter, and I have this wrote down here, summed up the illegal situation perfectly. I want to read this. So I went to a Costco without a membership. I snuck around the card readers. I didn't want to wait in line to get an actual membership or a one-day pass. They caught me in the store and asked me to leave or to go to the service desk and get a membership. Instead of leaving, I demanded free products and food and waved a Sam's Club flag in the middle of their store to show them just how much I love Costco and want to stay. When they still asked me to leave, I began stealing whatever I could and throw frozen hamburger patties at security. They should have let me shop there without a membership. I'm special.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly the perfect analogy for fucking illegals.
Right. No, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing you can do about it.
Yep. Well, there is, but then you would get in trouble for, you know, wasting ammo.
That's not a waste.
Well, no. It would make a point, for sure. But, all right, let's get to the World War III shit. Israel and Iran are, well, first Israel struck Iran.
Yeah, no, this is all Israel's fault, by the way.
Israel was the instigator, the agitator. They hit first. Remember, Iran's been so close to a nuclear weapon for, looks at watch.
1992.
Yes, 1992. And even 3 weeks ago, Tulsi Gabbard, who runs, you know, the intelligence agencies, came out and said, Iran is not close to a nuclear weapon. But Israel hit him anyway, with missiles and all this. So Israel has responded with hypersonics, and hypersonics Iran. Get through the Iron Dome.
What did Iran I say? Has responded, not Israel.
Oh, Israel. Well, it's
no, Iran has responded in kind and started blowing the fuck out of Tel Aviv.
Yes. And then Israel has shot back again today.
No, Israel started crying and saying, U.S., help us!
Yes, Israel has officially asked the United States to join the campaign against Iran. U.S. officials said that currently the administration is not considering such a move, but while we were doing Song of the Week, Trump told ABC that it is possible the U.S. will get involved in Iran versus Israel.
Didn't he just say that we weren't?
Yep. But now
he wants to make peace with fucking Iran?
Yep. Iran struck the Kira compound. That's Israel's equivalent to the Pentagon. Israel has struck at oil refineries, so get ready for gas prices to skyrocket more than they already are. They've said they're hitting nuclear facilities. I saw one thing in Israel hit a residential building. It's just Israel came out and said that this will go on for weeks, not just days.
I tell you what, unless the rest of the Middle East starts lobbing shit at Israel, yep, you're fucked.
Well, Jordan was shooting down Iranian rockets.
Why?
Figure that shit out. North Korea said, yeah, we will help Iran. We will militarily help Iran.
Great.
And North Korea is in a treaty with Russia and Iran.
Yeah, the BRICS nations?
Yes. Remember when all that started, we told you that was going to be a big, big deal, and everybody, the dollar's strong, you know?
Yeah, it's not just about the money.
It ain't about the money. It's about the military treaties.
Right. It's about the power.
So, yeah, we're going to get sucked into this because the Jews struck first.
Yeah, we don't need America to help us out. We're not, we don't need America to tell us what to do, but we're going to just go and do it. And they're the evil dogs and blah, 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 blah. And then they do it. They're like, oh, my God, they hit us back. I can't believe you do that. We
pay. 6 million missiles. Oy, no, oy, oy, oy.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. You didn't expect it to happen. Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Well, we just thought we could shoot them and nothing would happen.
The fucking porn dildo Jew, Rabbi Shmuley.
Yes.
Is making fun of fucking Tucker Carlson. Did you see that video?
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. He made fun of him and, Candace Owens.
Yeah, he's not anti-Semitic. He's just dumb.
Yeah. No, we're tired of your shit.
Yeah.
No, and we're not going to let our kids go and fight and die in your war.
My kids will not fight or die for Israel.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yep.
That's as simple as that.
So get ready for that all week and beyond. The last thing I have for this horrible show is the Minnesota shootings. Minnesota State Representative, well, first it started with this. State Representative Kaloy Vanghur of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, commie, went on the State House floor and admitted that her and her family are illegals, which therefore means all of her votes that she's cast are invalid. So the Minnesota State House re-voted on the Minnesota Care, which is the medical coverage eligibility for illegals. Well, one Democrat, this woman, Melissa Hortman, switched her party vote and voted with the Republicans and got this revoked. So no more medical care for illegals by taxpayer money, right? Well, then, 57-year-old Vance Bolter posed as police, shot and killed her and her husband and another state representative who lived next door and his wife. Hortman and her husband have died. The 57-year-old suspect sought in connection to shootings is not in custody. They do not think he's in Brooklyn Park in Minnesota anymore. 6'1", 220, brown hair, brown eyes. Had a old man latex mask on when he went to their doors. That was caught on the...
Now, how do they know it was him?
That's a good question. I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories say it was his son. So,
did he carry a phone?
I don't know. Bolter was a Tim Walz. Remember Kamala's running mate, who's the governor of Minnesota?
Tampon Tim.
One of his appointees. He is the director of security patrols at a security firm in Minnesota. But there are, and he has done work in the Middle East. They're already trying to say he was an anti-abortion Trump supporter. You were put into a thing by Tampon Tim. I don't think you're a Trump guy. They're saying this explains how he would have access to law enforcement like vehicle and uniform, as police said, because he posed as a cop. has done work in Gaza and other places overseas. His wife was detained in question. Looks like they found a lot of cash and passports at his home. It's being reported that he withdrew a lot of money before the attack. FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to his arrest and conviction. He ain't in the country no more. I would almost guarantee you he has skipped out.
Or he's dead in the fucking woods somewhere.
Yep.
Because he popped himself.
So, yeah, what this proves is you try to take something from the illegals, somebody is going to try to come kill you.
A commie.
A commie. But they immediately tried to say, oh, it's a Trump guy. Literally, it's a tampon Tim guy. And the guy's wife was an intern for Tim Walz.
Yeah. Democrats.
Democrats.
Violent motherfuckers, aren't they?
Like, the top of the party, vice president, was going to be Democrats.
Yeah.
Setting off the dog and shit. So.
Release the hounds.
Release them. No, that one would just run around like an idiot, so. But yeah, so I don't know. Keep your head on a swivel because shit's just getting wackier and wackier. And
take care of you and yours.
That's the thing. You got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice so the women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy. What would Henry Bowman do? God damn it!
Yeah, can't take the high road. Take the high ground. And hopefully, if they don't blow this damn planet up, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.